I bet you can read The Joneses and the Irish Legends. Chapter 1. I bet we can catch a fairy. It's July the 20th. Oliver, Amelia and Morph are on holiday in Ireland. They're visiting their grandparents, Wulver and Wintira. They're having a picnic in the forest.
Ireland is beautiful. It's so green. And this forest is just extraordinary.
Yeah, yeah. Trees, trees and more trees. So boring.
Don't be ridiculous. Irish nature is wonderful.
Wonderful? I prefer a bit of action.
Oliver is on the grass under a big tree. He's looking at the sky. Suddenly, he sees some movement in the branches and he sits up. He looks excited.
Millie, look! Over there, a fairy!
Really? That's incredible! Well, Wintera says there are lots of fairies in these forests.
Now that's the action I need. Let's go hunting fairies. I'm sure they're not very difficult to catch.
Ollie, we can't hunt fairies. Remember Grandma Wintera's recommendation. Never use your powers against magic people.
Come on, Millie. It'll be fun. We catch it and we release it. No harm done.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
Millie, we have special powers. Let's use them. Stop being so dramatic. It's just a little fairy.
Okay, okay. The first one to catch it is the winner.
Cool. Morph, help us catch the fairy and transform into a lynx.
Morph climbs up the tree. The fairy jumps into the grass and starts running on the rocks by the water. Oliver is ready, but Millie is faster. She captures the fairy's shoes in the ice and stops its escape.
I won! I got it first!
No, you didn't. To win, you must catch it, not just stop it.
Oliver teleports to the fairy and grabs it. Suddenly, a tall lady appears in front of him. She has long red hair, big green eyes, and a long red dress. She looks very angry.
Who are you?
I'm Queen Mab, the Queen of Irish Magic. And you two are in serious trouble.